I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. If you lose, you must surrender. With those words yesterday, President Robert Mugabe promised to step aside if he loses today's election in Zimbabwe. Mugabe has been in power for 33 years. His challenger today, as he has been for more than a decade, is opposition leader and current Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. And as has been the case in previous elections, there have been accusations today of voting irregularities. Ed Cropley, Reuters Southern Africa Bureau Chief in Harare. Ed, what have you seen?
The voting stations I went to today had moderately long queues of people waiting patiently outside. The international and domestic observer teams were there as well. There's very little to see to suggest anything untoward. But that's not to say, of course, that there haven't been irregularities in other places, especially rural areas where external monitoring is slightly less rigorous, perhaps. And there have been reports from human rights groups of a bit of intimidation or very large amounts of assisted voting. That's essentially old people who are led into the ballot stations by friends. And obviously, this gives cause of potential manipulation.
I'm curious how this compares to last time around. It was a very different scene, I think, last time there was an election. And it seems like Robert Mugabe himself is striking a different tone. He seems a little bit more conciliatory this year.
That's very much the case. And the difference is marked from 5 years ago. Now, certainly, Mugabe at a press conference yesterday, a rare press conference, it must be said, with the foreign press, was very, very conciliatory, preaching peace and tolerance to one and all. In the last 5 years, without question, he has grown a sort of cordial and maybe even more than cordial working relationship with Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. Before the unity government that was established in 2009, they were sworn political enemies who really couldn't be in the same room. At the press conference, Mugabe was joking about their first meeting, and he offered Tsvangirai a cup of tea. Tsvangirai refused to drink it because he thought it would be poisoned. So Mugabe had to take the first sip to show him that indeed it was actually just tea and not some poison. But now he says that, you know, they have tea every Monday afternoon and cake together. It's a relationship between, I suppose, professional colleagues, and has set the tone for a much, much more amicable and peaceful campaign overall.
So it sounds like this sort of forced, arranged marriage between Robert Mugabe and Morgan Tsvangirai has sort of worked out.
By many yardsticks, it has. I mean, the economy has stabilized after the precipitous decline in the previous decade up to 2008. They scrapped the Zimbabwe dollar to get rid of hyperinflation at 500 billion percent. That doesn't mean to say that Zimbabwe is in any way a fully functioning democracy. The state media remain very, very partisan and one-sided. ZBC, the state broadcaster, is out-and-out one-party propaganda machine for ZANU-PF. State-owned newspapers are Mugabe mouthpieces. Hard to deny that.
Now, what is the main issue that will face the victor in today's race?
The main thing has to be patching up relations with the West. The economic sanctions that are in place against Mugabe are preventing any sort of normalization of ties with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. And until Harare has a proper relationship with these institutions, it's in no position to start renegotiating. I think it's about $5 billion worth of defaulted debt. Until that's sorted out, the economy is always going to be hobbled and hamstrung.
Ed Cropley is in Harare. He's covering today's presidential elections in Zimbabwe. He's with Reuters Southern Africa Bureau. Thank you so much, Ed.